That's Diane. That's Christian. I'm Stevie J. Time for the news at 8 o'clock.
ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
North Korea wants peace. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what's coming out of the first face-to-face discussions between the Koreas in 2 years, putting out a joint statement wanting to ease tensions, hold military talks, and promote reconciliation and unity. Also coming out of this, North Korea will participate in the Olympics next month in South Korea.
On its surface, at least, Washington has given its blessings to these talks, but the fear does remain that these talks could blunt broader efforts to curtail the nuclear and missile programs of North Korea, that they might even drive a wedge between the United States and ally South Korea. Now, South Korea says no.
Fox's Greg Palcott in South Korea. They're thrilled in Tuscaloosa. Alabama fans celebrating another college football national championship, beating Georgia on a touchdown in overtime, 26-23.
This is a great win for our players, and I've never been happier in my life. Never.
Coach Nick Saban on ESPN. He's won 5 titles at Alabama the past 9 years. President Trump was at the game, standing on the field during the national anthem. In a few hours, immigration reform back on the president's agenda. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, President Trump will meet with lawmakers from both parties as they work to find a fix for DACA, the program protecting some children brought here illegally from deportation. White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney says the president wants border money as part of any deal on DACA.
There's about $18 billion to finish the southern border security.
Democrats don't want a border wall, and some want a Dreamers Act passed separately. Meanwhile, Congress is facing another government funding deadline next week. Senate GOP leaders signaling there could be another short-term fix. Dave.
Rachel, we've been told to update our computers and phones to fix security threats, flaws, and chips inside the devices that could have let hackers get in. But today, Microsoft suspended patching computers with chips made by AMD because it was freezing some machines. Fox News, fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
It's raining in California a second straight day, and that is causing flooding, leading to increased fears of mudslides in areas of Southern California just devastated by wildfires. Ventura and Santa Barbara counties, where thousands evacuated again yesterday because of the mudslide fear. We just learned something new about Mitt Romney. The Republican who lost a presidential election just beat cancer.
The disclosure that Mitt Romney was successfully treated for prostate cancer comes as the former Massachusetts governor is believed to be mounting a bid to succeed Utah Senator Orrin Hatch, who announced his retirement last week.
I see him being someone who's going to support this administration and the good things that have already come from the Trump presidency. So I don't know if he's going to run. I don't have the inside scoop on that.
That's Romney's niece, Republican National Committee Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel, speaking to Fox News at night. McDaniel acknowledged the midterms will be tough for Republicans, but pointed to the RNC's record-breaking fundraising. Still, the Real Clear Politics average of polls signaling Democrats could be poised for big gains in November. Sean Lanchel, Fox News.
An 8-year-old girl has died in Indiana after a younger child shot her in the eye with a BB gun last week. The Allen County Sheriff's Department is investigating. Now a lesson to all of you who are afraid of spiders. What not to do to get rid of one.
He probably should have used a different method to kill a spider crawling around his bedroom. The Northern California resident set fire to his own apartment after using a torch-style lighter to try to exterminate the 8-legged creepy crawler. A neighbor says it was a huge wolf spider. Firefighters in Redding say the guy hit his target with the torch, but didn't kill the spider instantly. It crawled onto a mattress, and the fire also spread to some curtains and a flag collection. Other tenants put the flames out with a garden hose, but not before the fire did, $11,000 in damage. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising before the opening bell in 25 minutes. Yesterday, the Dow dropped 12 points, its first decline of the year. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Yeah, taking the Honda in for a little service, little oil and stuff. Honda, BMW, and Champaign, they're right off of Neal at Burwash. They have hundreds of vehicles. They got the BMW showroom. Yes, if you happen, for I don't know why you'd be there with spaghetti, but if you drop it, just take the fork, bend on your knee, and eat it off the floor. I mean it. It's I don't know why you'd have a plate of spaghetti at Honda BMW in the BMW showroom, but if you did, I'm just saying.
While I'm getting my car serviced, I'll just bring my lunch next time.
Just drop it and just like bump into something, drop it, and then just sit down, crisscross applesauce, and eat it off.
I'm sure Ben would love that.
Yeah. No, it's a great place. Honda
and
BMW.
It might be a viral video. Who knows?
There you go. Honda BMW in Champaign. You want service. You want selection. You want them to take care of you. They want to be your car people, truck people. It's Honda BMW in Champaign off Dale at Burwash in Savoy.
We've got a dense fog advisory until noon and only a quarter mile of visibility right now. We've got a wind chill factor of 25. The temperature's at 32 up to 37. 33-hour low tonight, a 40% chance of drizzle and fog again. 52 the high tomorrow, only down to 48. 40% chance of precipitation overnight bumps up to a 70% chance of showers and mild on Thursday with a high 57. Then low 27, 32 on Friday with a 40% chance of snow. Again, 32 now on ESPN 93.5.
Cardinal Caravan Friday, Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance presenting this tour. There are six caravans. We are caravan number 4 with Paul DeYoung, Oscar Mercado, Andrew Kisner. I'm sure glad he told me about Andrew Kisner. Because I think I'm announcing the Cardinals when they come into the room.
Yes, that's right.
And if I said, Andrew Knizer!
And I think 38 stolen bases was what one of the
that's
things
that's Oscar
that he
Mercado.
Said. Okay, gotcha.
Andrew Kisner's a catcher.
We might have to go to the podcast and re-listen to some of this stuff so you can add this in your intro if you want.
I know Oscar Mercado has 88 stolen bases in his minor league career.
Wow.
So he can fly.
Speed. Nice.
Yep. And, of course, Paul DeYoung, as Rick said, recording said, you never know, you know, because the second year isn't, as he said, it's not a jinx or anything. What happens is the guys adjust. The pitchers say, this guy can't go low and away on the corner, so pitch him low and away on the corner. And then the hitter has to adjust.
Yeah.
And if they don't adjust back, these guys are so good.
Okay.
So Tommy Pham has been around, but he didn't get that much playing time, and he hit all these home runs. He hit 20-some home runs, and Paul DeYoung led the team at 25, not counting 13 in minor leagues, so that's like 38. But they're not going to give them the same balls anymore.
Yeah.
So,
well, I think it's a lot easier for pitchers to adjust the second year round for the hitter rather than vice versa.
Yeah.
And so, but that's the purpose of why the Cardinals went so all in this offseason. They knew that.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, last year in the lineup, I think they had 3 players who played the whole year. You look at the opening day lineup game of the year. It's
unbelievable.
It's borderline hilarious.
Because all these AAA guys came up.
Yeah, and
Harrison
and
Bader and all, you know, Sierra. I mean,
Magnus Sierra Jose Martinez.
Yeah.
He wasn't anyone.
Yeah.
So it's just crazy stuff. And but that's, you can't expect the same production from 9 rookies. And so
that's
why you made a big splash with Ozuna, and you're hoping that
one more
Paul DeYoung doesn't have to hit 25 home runs, that he can hit 18 and still be a key part of that lineup.
Yeah, who knows if it's Jake Arrieta.
I'd take Jake Arrieta, right? You take
him. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That'd be so cool.
Listen, if the Cubs don't want him, we'll take him.
Right.
All right. Red Rover, St. Jack right over.
Colleen Magnifico has entered, and she is a huge Cubs fan.
That's fine.
We got a text in to 359-2255, and, of course, we were referring to the spaghetti on the floor at Honda BMW.
Yeah.
And this person said David Hasselhoff could eat a hamburger off the floor.
There you go. David Hasselhoff with Kit the car. Right?
Yes.
And of course, Baywatch.
Yes. And there was a viral video of him, you know, just smashed and trying to eat this hamburger.
Oh, I didn't.
Fell apart. And that's what they're referring to.
I once interviewed David Hasselhoff.
Oh, really?
A really nice guy.
Well, as an exchange student over in Germany, I got questions all the time. David Hasselhoff.
Well, a lot of people think America are women in red swimsuits running in slow motion on the beach. That's what they think of. Because I think acronym or nickname was Babe Watch. But you know that Baywatch worldwide had like 2.1 billion viewers?
Oh, yeah.
That's not America. Anyway, 810. All right, marijuana use by pregnant women on the rise. A, how do we know? That's my question coming up here in a second. As many states choose to legalize marijuana usage, the number of pregnant women using the drug has also increased. Some are saying it has helped to curb their morning sickness or pregnancy-related nausea. Studies find that marijuana usage when pregnant is more prevalent in younger mothers. It appears to be highest in teen moms under age 18. While many studies remain inconclusive over the effects marijuana has on a developing fetus, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention says it could include developmental problems or low birth weight for newborns, and they believe harmful chemicals such as THC could pass through the mother's system into the unborn baby. Addiction specialist Joe Schrank is back. Joe, how are you from Los Angeles?
I'm good. How are you, man?
I'm fine. First thing is, how do we know? I mean, who's admitting they're smoking dope pregnant?
That's a good question. There's probably a lot of sort of health shaming when women are pregnant. So I imagine it's a difficult thing. You know, we don't know. Maybe there are medicinal properties to the stuff with a low level of THC or a sublingual spray. There's lots of different ways to ingest it. It's not just Cheech and Chong smoking it.
Yeah.
And there are lots of different medical conditions that do find relief or help with nausea being one of them. And nausea's, you know, when people are having chemotherapy or side effects of other kinds of medical treatment. So I think the question with this is, because it is a Schedule One drug, the same as heroin and cocaine, we can't do clinical trials about what it does or doesn't do. So there's a lot of guesswork with it. I would look, anybody who's pregnant should keep in close contact with their doctor, you know.
But I mean,
I don't even know.
I'm not being radical saying you shouldn't drink, you shouldn't smoke cigarettes or marijuana. I mean, that's what you shouldn't do.
Yeah, well, you definitely shouldn't smoke cigarettes. That is clear. There is some, there are people like in very mild and low forms, a glass of wine seems to be okay. Mm. There are people who claim that that's helpful for certain things, stress being one of them. So it's possible that there is a form of cannabis that is safe, but it is not known empirically because it's illegal to do that research at the federal level. If it were not illegal, places like the University of Illinois could tell you empirically, yeah, sure, you can do this, or absolutely not. Don't do this.
I think we probably ought to write a little waiver. So I think we probably need to study that. I don't know why we wouldn't study it. Hey, Joe, why? There's why are you an addiction specialist? Why?
Why am I an addiction specialist? Because nobody likes them but me, I think. You know, there's a certain moral imperative to help people. They don't bother me. I'm in recovery myself. I haven't had a drink in 20 years. I went to the social work school at the University of Illinois.
No way.
So,
no, you're U of I guy?
Yeah.
We're proud of you, Joe.
What's that?
We're proud of you. That's awesome.
It's a great place. I like it.
Well,
we
were impressed. I mean, if you've been dry for 20 years, that's amazing. And congratulations, because, you know, you know the demons. You know how hard that is. Addictions are horrific. And when you speak with credibility because you've been there.
Yes, with credibility from my own personal experience and also from the, the knowledge, value, skills of social work theory and practice. So it comes at it from a couple of different ways. You know, I think that the new era of cannabis, there are helpful properties to the stuff. There's no question. In states that have medicinal cannabis, the overdose rate is significantly lower. That's good news. People can give up cannabis, but they can't give up cannabis if they're dead. So, you know, to me, it can be helpful as a stepping stone into recovery. It can be helpful as the way that people want to recover, if they want to get off of, you know, look, alcohol kills 88,000 people a year. Cannabis kills zero. Yeah. So it's a step in the right direction at the minimum. For some people, it may be their solution. America loves the idea of just say no and cessation of all drug use. That's not necessarily realistic for all people. So, but when this kind of hit the media of pregnancy. I mean, I had the initial reaction that everybody had, which is, what? Why would they do that? Why would you do that? Like, but I don't, you know, look, I don't know. I mean, my mother uses sublingual spray for inflammation of arthritis. She swears it works, and it's not like she brings a bong to bridge or anything. So, you know, who knows?
It's your bid, Martha. Come on.
Right. That's sort of the way we kind of have to reframe the way that we think about that, because it, I don't, look, she says it helps, and it's not like she gets high off this stuff, but if it helps inflammation, great.
All right, last thing I want to ask you. This bothers me here at the U of I, and I'm sure it's normal, quote, normal on campuses. Binge drinking, getting so drunk you can't remember. Why? Why are young folks doing that?
Well, look, it's been part of the culture for a very long time. It's not likely to go anywhere. My solution to it is not popular, which is to allow for cannabis. For that reason, nobody dies or nobody hurts themselves. I mean, there are anecdotal examples of people falling down the stairs if they're intoxicated by this stuff. But the truth is that culture would be significantly better off if it were, if we were more realistic about it. People drink less. Those kids, if they were able to use cannabis, they would drink significantly less and not hurt themselves. I'm always of the mindset of safety first. I can talk to a young adult about their drug use, but not if they've hurt themselves, not if they're in a coma, not if they're dead. You know, there's a bunch of different things. So, my harm reduction approach, it's not ever it's a hard thing for parents to get their minds around and for the culture to get their mind around, and I understand that. But it is what I advocate for. Look, there's got to be – how many alcohol incidents are on that campus?
Yeah.
There's got to be huge numbers of them.
Yeah, no, there are. Joe, I appreciate your time. How do people find you in Los Angeles?
Denial Ends is my website. I do interventions, crisis management consultations, et cetera, and I answer all emails, so give me a call. I'm happy to talk to anybody.
All right. Joe Schrank, S-C-H-R-A-N-K. If you're back in town, let us know. We appreciate you.
I will.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. DenialEns.com with Joe Schrank, ESPN 93.5. All right, let's jump to our morning sports. Christian is in doing our sports this morning. We were up late. It was actually worth it at the end, but it was. We watched a movie the first half.
Yeah, we had to take a break after the first half. It was brutal.
Wow. But it ended well. I mean, as far as a fan watching.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Alabama beats Georgia in the national championship in Atlanta. It was a snooze fest in the first half, but the roller coaster finish to the college football championship made it worth staying up late as Alabama true freshman Tua Tagovailoa went from obscurity to MVP as he led the Crimson Tide to come from behind 26-23 overtime thriller over the Georgia Bulldogs.
Fire to the end zone. Touchdown! Alabama wins!
Audio courtesy of ESPN, Alabama freshman QB Tua Tagovailoa, who enters in his first career college football game in the second half to replace the struggling Jalen Hurts, tosses his third touchdown pass of the game to Devontae Smith, a 41-yard strike to win the game in overtime. Fourth-ranked Alabama defeats number 3 Georgia 26-23 to win the college football playoff national championship, marking the sixth title win for head coach Nick Saban in his career, tying him for the most all-time with Bear Bryant. That also marks Alabama's 17th national championship win in program history.
Wow.
Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
17.
I would just like to be a part of that conversation at halftime. I mean, can you imagine the reaction in that quarterback huddle? Getting the update that Tua.
Coach, I'm 25-2, and I had a bad half, and you're yanking me in the national title game to put a freshman in?
Only Saban.
And it worked.
Yeah, only Saban.
Wow.
The Chicago Bears have hired Kansas City offensive coordinator Matt Nagy to be the 16th head coach in Bears history. Nagy will be charged with developing quarterback Mitchell Trubisky. He's also charged with being the quarterback whisperer. former Fighting Illini linebacker and Dick Butkus Award winner Dana Howard has been elected to the College Football Hall of Fame. Nobody in the history of the Big Ten has more tackles. Howard has 94 more tackles than the second-place guy, John Sullivan. Fighting Illini basketball are getting ready for the Iowa Hawkeyes Thursday night at 7 p.m. at the State Farm Center. Both teams are a combined 0-9 in conference play. Now we go. The Super Bowl halftime show is set. It will be Justin Timberlake doing the big show with the national anthem done by Pink. Super Bowl 52, February 4th in the Dome in Minneapolis. That's sports.
All right, we'll see. We'll be right back. Fox Business Minute. We'll give you updated weather as well. And Cardinal calendars. I want you to get one. Stand by. That's next as well. It's, say, 8:20.
From the Fox Business Network, members of the Senate have introduced legislation that would force companies filing for bankruptcy to do it in a courthouse near their headquarters. Massachusetts Democrat Elizabeth Warren is one of the sponsors of the bipartisan measure and says it would prevent big companies from cherry-picking courts that they think would issue favorable rulings. Amazon.com was a big winner this past holiday shopping season, but a number of brick-and-mortar retailers are reporting stronger-than-expected numbers. Kohl's says holiday sales were up 6.9% from a year earlier. Lululemon is raising its estimate of fourth-quarter revenue. And banks are seeking government help to crack down on money laundering. The Wall Street Journal reports that the industry and government regulators are coming around to the idea of creating a national database of corporations and their true owners. With Fox Business Report, I'm Roger Stern.
Why don't you take your son to a good doctor?
356. That's 356-5356 or clark-plumbing.com.
All right, I was a little behind on this, Diane. Let's jump to our forecast, very much on the top of mind. What do we have?
Well, dense fog advisory until noon is the first thing we're thinking of if we get out today. 37-hour high, 33-hour low. A 40% chance of drizzle and patchy dense fog expected tomorrow morning. High 52, low 48. 40% chance of precipitation Wednesday night bumps up to a 70%. Percent chance of showers likely, but mild on Thursday. High 57, low 27. 80% chance of a wintry mix coming into Friday, where the high is only 32, low 17. And a 40% chance of snow expected. 32 the current temperature on ESPN 93.5.
Live to the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. We'll do that coming up in about 10 minutes. Stand by. I have Cardinal calendars. This is an appropriate week to make sure you have your new calendar for 2018. And Diane, if it's okay, we'd like you to let people text in.
Okay.
At 359-2255. Text in calendar, cards.
Nice.
Redbirds.
Yes.
Something short.
Uh-huh.
Cal for
make
calendar.
It easy.
Red.
Totally.
Redbirds. Red.
How many are we doing,
Steve? Let's do 10.
Okay.
These are beautiful, glossy.
They are.
Four pages of coupons for savings. So if you are interested in a Cardinal calendar, this is your chance. Somebody came in yesterday. I shouldn't even say this. I said, you win? No. I said, oh. Awkward. And then he said, I was kind of hoping you'd okay. Yeah.
Not that we encourage.
No,
that,
we can't encourage.
Please,
that. Sorry.
We really need
yeah, I'll be in my at a meeting. I won't be able to talk to
right.
you. Yeah, but if you, I must admit, if you catch me, I am a softy.
Shoot.
I have a hard time saying no.
Dang it.
Especially to those door salesmen, Girl Scout cookies or any Boy Scout.
Oh. Those are on sale now, so $5 a box.
Put me down.
Okay, here comes the text at 359-2255. Just looking over the Cardinal calendar about, you know, all the holidays are mentioned and pitchers and catchers reporting to training camp and Mardi Gras on February 13th. Ooh, I didn't realize that. Oh, my goodness.
So we just kind of stumbled on the Mardi Gras date, I see. Okay, where'd that come from?
Right. Oh. Ash Wednesday and Valentine's Day on February
14th. When's Easter this year?
So it's on the 1st.
April?
April 1st.
Really?
Yeah.
All
it's
right.
early this year. And,
okay.
And such an odd
it's interesting
day.
How we do Easter because it can go anywhere from March to late April.
Right. Yeah. Doesn't it follow the moon cycles or something?
I'm not up on my lunar knowledge.
Okay, gotcha.
I don't know.
But, of course, we have all the games, and I'm seeing all the Cubs coming our way early on in the season in April, and just great stuff in this calendar.
If you want a calendar, text Diane right now, red calendar. What are they texting in?
They're texting in a name and phone number. And
but no
red.
Word. Okay, whatever.
So, yeah.
Well, just text in. 359-2255, 359-2255. And we will get you a Cardinal calendar.
Sounds good.
All right. Text in now. Cardinal Caravans Friday at noon. Doors open at 11. Hilton Garden Inn this year at Neil and Kirby. Paul DeYoung, Oscar Mercado, who's a speedster prospect. Andrew Kisner, catcher, minor leaguer, pretty good. Randy Flores and Alan Bennis are the alumni, and Ricky Horton will be the MC. And he joined us last hour, and, you know, hey, it's a good interview, and we look forward to meeting Rick Horton. And he, you know, we'll give out the priority would be to kids, but generally our caravan, if it was on, like, Martin Luther King Day, which kids are off, we'd have
right.
We really would need the tickets, but we've never had that many children because it's school. Kids are in school on Friday. So generally we'll get, you know, a handful, maybe 50 to 100 kids, and they all get priority. And then you just, the Cardinal fans just line up, and they know how it works. And you bring one item, please, because just imagine 500 people getting two autographs. You can't do it. We can only do one because they got to get on a bus, go to Bloomington, then Peoria, so they've got a schedule. Mm-hmm. And they come on this fancy charter motor coach.
Yeah.
And fun.
So we have maxed out on our Cardinal calendar.
That's
so
it.
Thank you for texting in.
Went that fast?
Yeah.
Man, sorry.
You know, the Golden Globes and Oprah's speech and is she going to run for president now? Have you hit that topic?
Yeah, we talked about it
seriously
yesterday.
Seriously trending now.
Well, it's fine. But, you know, I'm a little, you know how in life you kind of know creeps? You have a sense that there's You kind of associate because it's business and you kind of need to in cases, but you kind of know. You know, I'm uncomfortable with Oprah snuggling up and kissing Weinstein as many times as I saw on social media yesterday.
Ew.
You're telling me Oprah Winfrey had no clue?
Huh.
Come on. You all know. You know. But Harvey was a powerful guy.
Right.
And so Oprah cuddling up and kissing and all these things I saw, I'm going, that, because Oprah's really smart, really perceptive. She's really perceptive because she was terrific at interviews.
Well, and at first she said, there's no way I don't have the experience. But now, because
well, now
Trump
because,
is president,
well,
she's saying, maybe I should look at
if
it.
If we're getting into celebrity, then you do have to consider The Rock. Why not Jack Nicklaus? I love Jack Nicklaus.
Mark Zuckerberg is also in the mix.
Mark Zuckerberg. Well, I'm talking. Well, first of all, obviously we're in a new era where you need to be likable. So now we need popularity because this has turned into forget about qualifications. It needs to be popularity contest.
Right.
So now we got to be likable. So I mean, criminy, I like Jordan Spieth. I think he's pretty cool.
People who are actually looking at Oprah as an option say she should probably try to run for governor here in Illinois to get some political experience.
Well, she'd win.
Well.
I would love to see her run for. Listen, I don't
her
know.
Her network in 2016 was $3 billion.
I think what she has accomplished in her life is stunningly impressive. I don't know her politics. If she backed Barack Obama, she might be left of him. The country is not left. It's not that far left. The country is middle leaning a little right. That's the country. Oprah Winfrey, if she's that liberal, first of all, the Bernie people will go nuts. You can't take that from Bernie. It's his turn. Anyway, it would be fascinating to see if she considered it and fascinating to hear where she is politically.
That's right.
It's impossible not to like her. When I hear her speak, I'm impressed.
Oh, yeah, and that speech, obviously.
When I hear her saying your time's up and it's a new day and then I see all these pictures of her cuddling up with Weinstein, it's a conflict for me.
I had no idea.
I don't understand, Oprah, because I look at you as an incredibly accomplished, bright, incredibly inspiring woman. And you didn't know, or did we look away? Hmm. I just contend that in life, particularly a guy like that, everybody knew. You don't want to admit it. You don't want to address it. Well, I don't know for sure. I heard. Come on. Live to Las Vegas next. It's the Consumer Electronics Show. Why do guys break their voices? What kind of plasma are we dealing with now? That's next.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Talks today between the Koreas on their border went well enough to plan for more to improve relations.
North Korea and South Korea have been holding their first official talks in more than 2 years, and they've ended with the North saying it will send a team to the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea, next month, including athletes, spectators, and cheerleaders. The Olympic team could be small. Only two North Korean athletes have qualified, a pair of figure skaters.
Fox's Simon Owen. Rain in Southern California could be a problem in places where recent wildfires have damaged trees and soil.
It has many residents in the burn areas very nervous. If this heavy rain continues like it is right now, it could trigger mud and debris flows. That is why there were several mandatory evacuation orders for several parts of Santa Barbara County as well, Montecito, Summerland, and Carpinteria.
It's Gina Silva with Fox 11 Los Angeles. Fox News. We report, you decide.
You already know Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar at the iHotel is a great restaurant. But don't forget about the bar. Fantastic drink specials and mouth-watering menu items from snacks to full meals. A nice selection of draft, craft, and domestic beers. And just about any cocktail you can imagine. Watch a game with multiple flat screens on all sides of the bar. Or grab some tables and make it a party. Drink specials daily. Plus, Houlihan's is now serving a delicious hot breakfast 7 days a week. Houlihan's at the iHotel. Check them out at the corner of First Street and St. Mary's Road just south of the State Farm Center.
Ed, are you there?
Yeah, I am. How are you, Stevie?
It's Sergeant Ed Wahala.
Actually, it's Officer Ed Wahala.
Sergeant David Griffith and Officer Ed Wahala.
Thank you.
You should be Captain Ed. Come on. The best moment as far as an officer is concerned for you would be what?
Honestly, probably one of the best moments for me is when we do our annual shop with a cop and help people out. We've been partnering with Sick Kids for the last few years, and I think the best moment for me is when we get to take our position and what we do and take these families and make that moment in their time of their life a little bit better. You know, they might be going through something really tragic or really terrible or really discerning, but we can take them and their family and their kids and make their life a little bit better for that moment once a year. That's a nice feeling.
Ed, I want you on my team in retirement. You can build me a waterfall and protect me. That's a good deal.
All right. Thank you,
buddy. Ed Wahala. God bless you, buddy.
Sub-zero temps have been causing plumbing problems.
Eat a steak melt or Bayou Blackened Chicken Sandwich. For lunch, dinner, appetizers, or late night, Scotty's Brewhouse is your craft beer sports bar.
Yeah, okay. ESPN 93.5, let us check the latest weather because this is a little strange to hit near 60 and then go to one above by Monday morning. All right, here's your weather from the National Weather Service, Diane Ducey.
Looking good, Stevie J. As far as the conditions, we're getting more and more mild. By Thursday, we'll be up to 57. 70% chance of showers likely, though. Today, we've got a dense fog advisory until noon, high 37, low 33. Up to 52 tomorrow, down to 48. 40% chance of showers and some fog expected. I mentioned Thursday already with that 70% chance of precip, high 57, low 26. So that means it could be snow, and by Friday, a 40% chance of snow with a high only 32. That's our current temperature on ESPN 93.5.
All right, still waiting. I haven't got a call from Las Vegas, so I'm kind of stoked. International Consumer Electronics Show, tech, all the new tech stuff. I mean, that would be really a fun one. You walk around and you say, ooh, what does that do? Because, yeah, I mean, it's awesome. It's just...
Well, it's kind of like a more expensive and cool version of EOH, the Engineering Open House at University of Illinois.
There you go. Yeah. Good analogy there, Christian, because they have cool things.
Oh, yeah.
I walk around Beckman and stuff and all the little gadgets.
Oh, yeah. Tons of stuff. Tons of robots.
What does that meter do?
Yeah.
Christian is in civil engineering at the University of Illinois. It's hard, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the show, as people say. I mean, it's the best of the best when it comes to engineering. So, I mean, it's brutal, but more than anything, it's just fun to be in that program.
And it's not easy. I mean, your finals were like, you got done one the 20th of December?
Yeah.
That was nuts.
Brutal. I had a couple days before Christmas, right after finals.
And they were intense. This isn't like multiple choice stuff, right? This is intense stuff.
Yeah, well, I was telling all my friends that I'm going to be in the Christmas spirit for like 5 days because... You know, I'm not a big Christmas music guy. I'm not the guy that's going to listen to Christmas music in April. I'm the guy that's going to listen to Christmas music the week before Christmas without school. And we had 3 days before Christmas. So I was in the Christmas spirit for probably 4 or 5 days.
And you've gotten into coffee, haven't you?
Forced to get into coffee, yeah.
That's Christian. Happy to have him in doing my sports this morning. Diane Ducey's here. Colleen Magnifico, we're here. Brett Larson is in Las Vegas. Brett, how are you?
Hello.
Brett, nice to have you on from Las Vegas. Lucky assignment, you dog.
Yes, I drew the short straw, or did I draw the long straw? I'm never sure how that works.
It's so cool. It's such a cool guy thing, particularly to see what's new. What has really popped for you so far in Las Vegas?
So much. I mean, you know, the Consumer Electronics Show, I'm sorry, now we just call it CES. The CES it's such a great thing. It's a giant playground for geeks like myself. And there's really a lot of cool stuff this year. Now, officially, the show opens later today at 10 o'clock, but, of course, that never stops all of these companies from making sure you know everything that they're going to be doing.
Right.
We've seen a lot of cool things. What's nice is going into the show, you get to hear about all the trends, you know, the trends that they – we're going to talk about high-speed internet. We're going to talk about artificial intelligence. We're talking about driverless cars and better TVs. And then you actually get to go on the floor and see where people are really gathering, what's really the draw for folks. And last night there was a bit of a preview event that I got to go to. And the draw was kind of all over the map. I mean, people were really excited to hear about wireless charging. There's a standard now called Qi, spelled Q-I. And we're seeing that. It's in the new iPhone 8 and the new iPhone 10 have it. It's in all the Samsung phones. It's in the Google phone. It's finding its way into automotive. But what I'm really kind of fascinated at seeing this year is how much people are talking about Amazon's Alexa and artificial intelligence and virtual assistants. We saw Amazon's Alexa really clean up at Christmas. Amazon actually ran out of the Echo, those little devices you put in your home to let you have Alexa. And now it's got a software development kit, and so manufacturers are putting Alexa into everything. I saw it in a light switch. We're seeing it in home appliances, refrigerators, ranges, microwave ovens. And I know that really begs the question, like, why in the heck would you want Alexa built into your refrigerator?
Yeah.
And when you think about it, it kind of makes sense, because you can open the refrigerator and say, oh, man, we only have half a gallon of milk left. Alexa, put milk on my shopping list. Wow. and off you go.
That's incredible. So Alexa can't tell me if I've got any Swiss cheese buried in the back, right?
She probably could if she knew it was there. And that's what's kind of
but I want to know my inventory. Anyway, I mean, it is remarkable. And I know that there are so many. I can't believe I can walk in and say, turn on Fox News, and something will do that. That's amazing.
Yeah.
It really is.
Where we are. I mean, that is absolutely where this technology has gotten us. And it's kind of across the board. You know, there is that with Alexa you can do. Google has that with Google Home and the Google Home devices, where, yeah, you can walk in and say, you know, turn on the porch light, leave it on till 9 p.m.
Wow.
And at 9:30, dim it to 50%. Oh, and by the way, put Fox on the TV, set the volume at 20, and turn the lights on in the living room.
I can't.
And all of those things are going to happen.
Special installation or something? How does it work?
No, it's the magic of the internet. It all connects. I got to hand it to the technology community, because, look, I've been covering technology for the better part of two decades, since I was just two. And what always sort of stalls good ideas is when people can't agree on a standard. And what we're seeing now is a lot of standards. I mean, the internet gave us the standard of the web, and that brought us all kinds of wonderful things. But now, you know, we have this wireless charging standard called the wireless charging Qi. We've got all these virtual assistants. And I was chatting with one of the manufacturers last night that has Alexa now built into a light switch. I mean, if you can imagine.
Wow.
You don't need to have the Echo Dot. Or you can have the Echo Dot. You could put the Echo in your bedroom. You could put the Google Home speaker in your living room. And you could put Amazon Alexa light switch in your entryway. I mean, it's amazing, and all this stuff is starting to play together and play nice, which, of course, the manufacturers want you to use all of their products. But for the consumer, it's better that you can pick and choose amongst the devices that you want. And in my home, for example, I have lights from Philips Hue, I have Apple TV, and I've got a Google Home device. It all kind of plays together, and it works really well. And when it comes to the internet, I'm excited to see that we're finally talking about 5G wireless service. It's incredibly fast. It's going to deliver gigabit speeds, which I know sounds like nerd speak.
Well,
That basically means a two-hour movie in a few seconds downloaded to your phone.
Brett, you're the man. You do sound geekish. Good. I'm glad you're there. I appreciate it. We'll track you down later in the week, maybe. But thank you for your time. Fun to be there, and I can't wait to hear more when you get in there.
Excellent. Thank you guys for having me tonight.
You bet. Brett Larson, Fox News Radio, live from Las Vegas at the CES Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
All right, ESPN 93.5 Sports coming up.
Truly I tell you, whatsoever you did for the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. Hi, this is Rob Dahlhaus, Executive Director of See You at Home. These powerful words from Matthew illustrate to us how important it is to show love and compassion to those in need. On Friday, February 2nd, 2018, during One Winter Night, you have the chance to partner with See You at Home and raise financial support for those most vulnerable. Visit seeyouathome.us to find out how you can get involved.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Dan Lebatard and Stu Gatz.
There is no reward in reaching for the goal line anymore. The Steelers would have home field advantage in the playoffs right now if their tight end had not reached for the goal line.
If he just got down.
Think about what we're doing there and the stupidity of that. Think about how we're microanalyzing this crud in a way that does the measurements, and all the measurements are totally imperfect. I don't like it. And how can you? I know I'm speaking to the converted on this one. You can't like it either. You can't like that you're watching these playoff games and they're being decided by where some old guy thinks the ball should be. Like, come on. There are stretchers and ambulances on the field. The basic human courtesy and decency that you can offer these people who are giving their spines and brains to the cause is make the damn measurements accurate. If they're going to fight for that inch, make sure they get it if they got it.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. Right now, save on 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage and an STP Max Life filter for $29.99 or upgrade to a K&N filter for $3 more. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now. Without the contract or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
We all have something of value to give to a child. All it takes to become a mentor is the desire to make a difference. Contact Warren Smith and Champagne, 351-3722, or Tom Howley in Urbana, 337-0853, for information about how you can make mentoring a part of your life.
Check out the new BMW Champaign. It's not like the old Twin City. They have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a Customer First Service Award winner for 2015, BMW Champaign does business your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy.
Diane Ducey here to tell you about Mobile Meter. When I'm playing taxi to my kiddos, I no longer have to worry about parking tickets and loose change. I downloaded the Mobile Meter app to ease my parking frustrations. You should download the Mobile Meter app today. It's available on iTunes, on your phone app store, or at mobilemeter.us.
What's so great about the University of Illinois Laboratory High School? Just ask Junior Xanthi Brown.
I love the open campus attitude of it, so you can go out during lunches and get lunches on Green Street and hang out on campus and stuff, and they trust you to do that. And I love there is sort of an attitude of trust there where you get to leave your lockers open, and you sort of don't notice that they're open all the time until they're closed at the end of the year, and it's just this really odd, quirky thing that I love. The instruction is great. I mean, I have so many teachers who have just completely reshaped the way I think about particularly history and multiple different subjects, but I think uni's a place for people who want to learn and grow, and I think you should go for it if it's something you're thinking about.
Come see what Uni High is about. Located on the campus of U of I at Springfield and Matthews, call them today at 217-244-4791 or visit uni.illinois.edu.
Hi, it's Corey with Max Twin City Recycling. We pride ourselves on giving the area an outlet to recycle and get paid for their unwanted metals. We're taking our community focus a step further with our Recycling for a Cause program. Each month, Max Twin City will choose a different local charity to feature in an effort to raise money for those causes. Visit maxrecycling.com for a complete list of program details.
Time. Christian in for sports. Here we go.
Alabama Crimson Tide beats Georgia in the national championship in Atlanta. It was a snooze fest in the first half, but the roller coaster finish to the college football championship made it worth staying up for. Alabama true freshman Tua Tagovailoa, who went from obscurity to MVP as he led the Crimson Tide to a come-from-behind 26-23 overtime thriller over the Georgia Bulldogs.
Fire to the end zone. Touchdown! Alabama wins!
Audio courtesy of ESPN, Alabama freshman QB Tua Tagovailoa, who enters in his first career college football game in the second half to replace the struggling Jalen Hurts, tosses his third touchdown pass of the game to Devontae Smith, a 41-yard strike to win the game in overtime. Fourth-ranked Alabama defeats number 3 Georgia 26-23 to win the college football playoff national championship, marking the sixth title win for head coach Nick Saban in his career, tying him for the most all-time with Bear Bryant. That also marks Alabama's 17th national championship win in program history.
You know that like 8 months ago, Tua Tagovailoa was going to prom.
Yeah. He was just thinking about ways to ask his date to prom, not thinking of how to tear up the defense in Georgia.
Amazing. Incredible.
The Chicago Bears have hired Kansas City offensive coordinator Matt Nagy to be the 16th head coach in Bears history. Nagy will be charged with developing quarterback Mitchell Trubisky. He's also charged with being the quarterback whisperer. Former Fighting Illini linebacker and Dick Butkus Award winner Dana Howard has been elected to the College Football Hall of Fame. Nobody in the history of the Big Ten has more tackles. Howard has 94 more tackles than the second-place guy, John Sullivan. Fighting Illini basketball are getting ready for the Iowa Hawkeyes Thursday night at 7 p.m. in the State Farm Center. Both teams are a combined 0-9 in conference play. Now we go. Super Bowl halftime show is set. It will be Justin Timberlake doing the big show and the national anthem performed by Pink. Super Bowl 52, February 4th in the Dome in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
That's sports.
All right, here we go. Weather, ESPN 93.5, three-day forecast from the National Weather Service. Warmer and fog.
It's true, Stevie J. We've got a dense fog advisory until noon today. Today's high at 37, 33 our low tonight. 40% chance of drizzle with the fog into tomorrow morning. High 52 expected tomorrow, down to 48. 40% chance of fog and showers coming into Thursday. High 57 expected, 70% chance of rain, and with a low of 26 Thursday night, an 80% chance of a wintry mix, 40% chance of snow on Friday's forecast. All right. As we wrap up the week with a high 32, that's our current temperature on ESPN 93.5.
Well, a lot of fun on the program today. Christian, thank you for reading the sports.
With that quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa. See, you did a better job with it.
I'm sure we're going to get used to his name in the future.
I would say, what happens? Because Jalen Hurts is only a sophomore.
Well, yeah, I don't know. That's going to be an interesting offseason to watch.
Because, I mean, that one play, he had a play there where he got tackled by four guys.
Yeah, he bounced around and went all the way around the line of scrimmage.
Tua
Tagovailoa.
Okay,
Tua Tagovailoa.
Mm-hmm.
Hawaiian, I think. Yeah.
The sixth championship for Nick Saban.
Yeah,
17th for Alabama.
And Levitard, they were talking about why don't coaches show joy? Nick Saban looked the happiest I've ever seen him in his life last night.
He said really that,
did.
Too.
He
looked happy.
Uh-huh.
And these coaches look like they're just beat down with all the pressure and stuff. All right, guys, thank you so much.
All right, enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. Christian, thanks for coming and waking up.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You got a nap in you?
Oh, it's coming.
Yeah, a little nap in you, college student. Thank you. Great job. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, stand by. The Jeremy Warner Show is coming up next with Austin Berkland. Stand by for all kinds of good stuff from Jeremy this morning. That's next. Thanks for listening. I'm Stevie J. I'll meet you back on the radio tomorrow. Thank you for tuning in, and have a great Tuesday.
Hey, this is Jay Lehman reminding all my fellow Saddlemaster fans that they have their own app for pickup and delivery. I use the app to skip the line so I can prepay and be out in seconds. Download the app today.